right now, as we do each and every week here at this very time on Golf Exchange. It's time to go inside the ropes.
For a quick look at a number of hot topics in the world of golf this week, let's go inside the ropes.
It is the PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, as we do each and every week. Handful of hot topics in the world of golf brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. If you think you're ready for the third toughest course on the PGA Tour, then take one of golf's ultimate tests at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com. Patrick, as is a custom here on the show, first topic goes to you. And this is kind of just piggybacking on the answer from the trivia question and kind of also in relation to the Ryder Cup discussion. I think all of these topics are intertwined in regards to the international players becoming better in the world of golf, and no longer do the Americans dominate. We just told you 11 players have reached the Tour Championship both years of the FedEx Cup. More than half of those players, 6 of the 11 internationals. Well, you look at the world rankings, and that shouldn't be a surprise to you, because the official golf world rankings, their latest list, American male golfers comprise only 37 of the top 100 spots. Only 37 of the top 100 men in the world are Americans, and in the top 50, only 16. Now, those numbers are even more stark on the LPGA Tour. The Rolex World Rankings for women shows only 23 Americans in the top 100, and just 12 American women in the top 50 in the world. 2 weeks ago, Danny Lee, an 18-year-old New Zealander who was born in South Korea, won the U.S. Amateur, and he is the fourth golfer from outside America to win the U.S. AM in the last 6 years. So 4 of the last 6 champions have been internationals. Compare that to only 10 of the first 102 years of the U.S. Amateur. So only 10 internationals in the first 102 years of the U.S. AM, and just in the last 6 years, 4 international champions. Pat, the reality is, and this kind of relates to the Ryder Cup as well, because we've seen the European team win 3 in a row and 5 of the last 6. The reality is the Americans no longer dominate the world of golf. I don't think we're ever going to go backwards. This is the reality. We got to get used to it.
Russ, this is why this is an award-winning segment of the show, this topic right here. I mean, that's an excellent point as to what's happening with American golf. And I've got two theories, not based on any kind of empirical data, just the recesses of my feeble mind. But here's my thoughts on it. I think what's happening is two things. First, because of the globalization, so to speak, of golf, and particularly the fact that a lot of the Europeans, Asians, whoever, from any part of the globe,
Fijians,
play a lot of golf over here, or are exposed to a lot of American golf through TV or international competitions where there's Americans going over there and playing. That, you know, much like the dream team with basketball, I don't think the Europeans folks around the world are as intimidated, for lack of a better term, by Americans in a sport that's been so associated with America. I know golf, originated in Scotland, but nonetheless, it has become kind of an American sport, so to speak. And I don't think a lot of the, folks from around the world are as intimidated by us anymore. So their level of play is almost mimicked ours. They play a lot over. You mentioned Sergio Garcia. He plays a lot over here. Vijay Singh. They all live here. Ernie Els.
Padraig Harrington.
Exactly. So I don't think there's any kind of that mystique anymore with American golf. You just had Harrington win the PGA, first European to win it in 80 years,
right,
or something like
since
that.
Since Tommy Armour in 1930.
So, you're seeing a lot, you mentioned with the U.S. Amateur, you're seeing a lot of those old bastions of U.S. dominance that are just going by the wayside. The other thing I think that might be happening, and again, I don't have any data to back this up, but I think, golf being an expensive sport, time-consuming, very difficult sport. In my opinion, the most difficult sport to play. Most fun, but most difficult. I think you have a lot of kids now that just aren't as interested in golf. And I don't have anything back, specifically in the U.S. I don't have anything to back that up. I've got my own kids to go. I've got 4 kids. I've tried to expose all of them to golf. My one son has a little bit of an inclination for it, but if he never picked up a golf club again, I wouldn't be surprised unless I really prod him to do it. It might just be too tough of a sport for the video game, Wii playing generation that we're in. They'd much rather play golf on Wii than they would play real golf.
Well, it's almost like fishing. There's too much downtime. There's too much time between the action that it doesn't appeal to the instant gratification generation.
Now, that doesn't seem to be happening with Europeans. And now they're exposed to as much stuff as we are, but maybe to a lesser extent. So they're picking up the ball, so to speak, and saying, golf's fun. it's accessible for us, and you know, we feel like we can do well in it, and maybe that's why you're seeing an explosion of Koreans on the LPGA Tour, and just an equalization by other players from around the world on the PGA Tour with our Americans. I don't know if that's true, but that's the only two things I can think of. It's, you know, that they're used to playing with us now, and they're not as intimidated. And number two, our younger kids, we always keep saying, where's the next kid that's going to challenge Tiger? Maybe he ain't out there. Maybe they just don't have enough kids that are really interested to see how really good they can get.
Well, I think Anthony Kim could be that
guy.
He
could be. He's one guy.
Right. And you know, we'll have to wait and see. But you mentioned equalization. I think it's past that, Pat. I think it's more than an equalization. I think the Americans no longer dominate. And why should they? We're one country. We're 300 million people. And, you know, hell, India and China together are 2 billion people. So the numbers say that the world should collectively be better than the U.S. in golf. And for a long time, for 75, 80 years, that wasn't the case. But now it is. There's no chance it's going to go back because the numbers game, there's just too many players elsewhere outside of the contiguous 48 and Hawaii and Alaska, although I don't know how much golf is being played in Alaska, that, you know, the Americans will always dominate the world rankings from here on out. 37 Americans in the top 100. Hell, 10 years from now, that number might be 27. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, you know, it's just the reality of the world of golf. I think it's the reality of not only just golf. I think if you look at the NBA, I mean, half of NBA rosters are non-American players for the most part on most of the
baseball
teams. The Dallas Mavericks, the San Antonio Spurs, a lot of internationals on those teams. Baseball as well, exactly right. Russ Evans, Pat Rooney Jr. with you. Golf Exchange presented by the Honda Classic on ESPN Radio 760. It's our PGA National Resort and Spa Inside the Ropes segment, as we do each and every week. Handful of hot topics in the world of golf brought to you by PGA National Resort and Spa. Challenge yourself on a course that has hosted the Ryder Cup, the PGA Championship, and now the Honda Classic. Come and play at PGA National Resort and Spa. Visit PGAResort.com.